According to the NYPD, 40,000 people registered for the AIDS Walk in Manhattan on Sunday. More than 30,000 attended. Not all of them know someone affected by HIV or AIDS.
I don't have anyone that I know of AIDS, but just come to support. Just like I would like them to come to support for the Alzheimer's Walk when I do it.
But some of the walkers do know people with HIV or AIDS. Leroy Hamilton lost his mom to the disease.
Well, I think that we should put more funds into it. I think we have the funds to do it, where we are allocated to things that are not needed. And I think that people come first. Because without people, it's no buildings, it's no foundation, it's no city.
It's also personal for Kendra Nelson.
Number one, I had the opportunity to raise two boys whose mother passed away of AIDS. Started in 1996 raising them, and they're like 25 now. So that's a special connection to me. My sister actually has HIV. She's been living with it for years. So it's personal. I have my students here. They're from Bates High School, a small school in Brooklyn, in Prospect Heights campus. And I have about 65 of them here, some staff and my family.
This was the 30th annual AIDS Walk New York. Walkers weren't running. It wasn't a race. People walked over 6 miles. They took their time. David Lee cheered on walkers with a megaphone. He says people walk to raise more awareness and for practical reasons. The money raised helps support work done by the Gay Men's Health Crisis.
GMHCC has a program where if people who think they have AIDS can come in and get tested, and everything is paid for with the money that we raise. After they get tested and it comes positive, then they are able to receive treatment under them.
The walk also benefits GMHC partners, other AIDS service organizations throughout the tri-state area, including the Newark LGBTQ Community Center, Lifebeat, Music Fights HIV, and the Washington Heights Corner Project. And there are many corporations participating.
I've seen companies like Gap, Macy's, hotels like Marriott, basically like all these groups, like even like schools and high schools and local communities, they can all take a part of this.
Nelson says more prevention and more information is needed.
Given out to people who are unaware of how to become infected. Just being out in the communities, if that's possible, you know, reaching as many people to let them know and educate them on ways not to be infected.
And what about your students? What are they saying? What are they thinking?
Number one, they're tired because they walk so long, but they like the experience. I even bumped into students that I had and graduated at the starting line. So they come back. They reach out to me, Facebook, social media, and they continuously come out. They know that it affects everyone.
Sean Bacon is walking with his friends.
I felt as though it was a good event to give back and support, you know, and hopefully they'll find a cure to this devastating disease.
Give yourselves a hand. Come on, everybody. That's right.
Pernell Moody spurred people on as they walked the AIDS walk.
And I want to tell you, you only have one more street up to go.
Thank you.
Then a few more across.
I want to see more money advocated for housing for those who need it with HIV and AIDS.
The walk began and ended in Central Park. It raised over $4.88 million. Organizers say it raised more than last year's walk. You can still donate online by going to ny.aidswalk.net. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.